I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. In Iran, the government dictates what women can wear. The rules say it's either the long black covering known as the chador, or a different garment that looks kind of like a drab lab coat. Either way, not very exciting. But some young Iranian fashion designers are pushing against the boundaries of those rules. Azadeh Moveni is the author of Lipstick Jihad and editor of the Iran Wire website. She's been following one designer in particular, Farnaz Abdolli, the creator of a colorful and edgy clothing line called Poosh.
She has introduced the possibility, I think, of being daring and the appeal of thinking outside of the confines of what can be worn within those dress codes. I think her designs are quite distinctive in that they're not conventionally risque. They're not necessarily short or tight or revealing. They work very much in a very kind of artful and clever way within the dress codes, but at the same time are recasting what that can involve and bringing in a sort of diversity of cut, of style, bringing in kind of certain Eastern styles, and really pushing the boundaries, I think, of what is permissible, but with a lot of creativity in terms of aesthetic. And I think she's bringing a lot of individuality into dress. I think that's been very well received in Iran because we see her designs being copied. There's a great craze and a long backlist for her work. So there's an intense kind of appetite for that kind of vitality and individuality.
Now, the basic confection that she has kind of deconstructed and then reconstructed is a thing called the manteau, which is a French word meaning coat. I mean, it already doesn't sound flattering. How do you break out of a non-flattering design without upsetting authorities and the moral police in Iran?
Well, what she does, which is very clever, is that she meets the minimum requirements. I mean, her sleeves are very often falls within the realm of what's considered acceptable. Her hemlines are often to the knee, quite modest. What she does is she sort of reimagines closures. I mean, some of them sort of fall like shalwar kameez, you know, sort of traditional Indian or Pakistani style clothes. She reimagines how they can be opened and closed in a way, and layering. So it's quite, from a sort of fashion perspective, and I think that's the kind of background that she brings to this, is to play within the limitations.
And how do the fashion police, literally the fashion police in Iran, how have they reacted to her designs?
There was earlier this year a bit of backlash. There was a conservative website that responded to her spring collection and called it the Spring Prostitution Campaign. And there was that kind of tenor of criticism and attack, really. She responded to that very patiently, talking about wanting to respect the rules, wanting to feel safe, wanting to feel a part of her community, wanting to design clothes that her sister could wear out in the street without being harassed or picked up by morality police. I think what's interesting is that Facebook and social media are offering a platform for discussions around these kind of issues. So there's comments on the piece that attacked her. There are comments on the Facebook page. And it's a place, actually, social media is offering a place to have these kind of important discussions about what Iranians think about how far the boundaries should be pushed.
And presumably there are increasing numbers of women eager to break out of state-sanctioned clothing.
Definitely. And there's been a great push to do this for many, many years. So it's not entirely new. I think what's new about it is that it's more mainstream today. It's breaking across and moving across class boundaries. It's moving across demographics. I mean, it's not a North Tehran elite phenomenon. It is now, I think, people of all Iranian women of all different backgrounds participating and dressing you know, with more innovation and feeling more comfortable to do that. You know, the politics of the last election, I mean, we saw women and young people vote en masse for a moderate who talked about respecting privacy and the right to wear what you wish and to have a private sphere in which that's respected. I think that we saw the vote reflect a very extensive, you know, segment of Iranian society who feel strongly about that kind of issue.
And Azadeh, do you own a Farnaz Abdolli manteau or dress?
I do not. She has an extremely long waiting list. I covet one, and I hope that at some point I can ask her.
And any particular design you're coveting?
I think that she's got these lovely kind of smock-style dresses with very tiny flower print that I particularly like.
All right. Well, we hope you get it sooner rather than later. Azadeh Moveni, author of Lipstick Jihad and editor for the Iran Wire website. All the best.
Thank you very much.